they were playing some music on the jukebox. And one song came on, and her and I wanted to dance. I know the guy that owns the place. So I asked him, I said, Jimmy, is it all right if you go in the back room and dance? And he said, yeah, okay. So me and her went in the back room. Nobody was back there but me and her, you know. Because I feel like all these straight people sitting there, there's no sense of doing this in front of them. They know what's happening when they see us come through the door, you know, so why do that, you know. But, I mean, you just have to learn how to, you know, deal with it, you know. When I go out, I don't just go to gay bars, you know. I drove a cab for 15 years. I was born here. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people, you know. So when I go out, you know, when I go in straight bars, everybody's, hey, Pat, how you doing? Have a drink. You know, I don't have that, no problems, you know. So here's a typical picture right here. That's my brother. He's gay. That's my mother. She was gay. That's me. And that's my uncle, my mother's brother. He's gay.
Oh, my God.
That's my brother. Had just came home from Nap. And we all had to get together. My uncle lived on Chippewa Street up over the flower shop. And we all had to get together. Now, at that time, in 58, my mother and her were living together, these two. Now, this was taken in 1960 in my father's house on Easter, and my mother and her were living together. Now, you see how she's dressed? That's simply because it's Easter. That's her daughter, but she wears slacks all the time. This is her daughter, and that's my daughter. Let's see if I got some more pictures in here. I think of my mother. No, I mean, this is a gay girl in Albany. And that's my mother. She was gay at the time, but that's just a friend of hers that attended the bar. This is me when I was in Detroit. I was going with this lady right here. And this is me in Albany. Me and her were living together, and that's her sister and a friend of ours. And this girl and this girl and this girl, that's the three of us right here in Albany. Now this picture right here, this was taken in Jerry Jones's apartment. I didn't know she was going to take the picture. I walked from the living room into the kitchen, and the bedroom door is right here. And she said, hey, Pat. And I turned around and had a mouthful of pop. She snapped the picture.
You look so young there, my goodness.
I was.
All these
I was 15.
Pictures. You look so young. Yeah, you look young, too.
Yeah, what was I, 19 there?
Yeah, 59.
Yeah. And this was Ann Hubbard. This is where we used to live. This is the link. This door right here is the Lincoln Club, the After Hour joint. Mm-hmm. And we lived right across the street upstairs.
Oh, that's a nice picture of Ann.
And this is little Joe. She lived on the second floor in the building where we lived at. Here's the 557. Dory and Phil. That's a butch right there. I used to be fascinated by her because she really looked like a man. She didn't have no breasts or nothing. This was Jerry Jones in the 557. See how she's dressed? They're wearing the pants again, right?
Just like that.
Right?
Was the 557 a gay place or?
Nah. Well, it was straight, like, straight during the day.
And then
at night, there would be more, there might be a few straight people in there at night, but during the night, it was mostly gay kids in there, you know.
And was it mainly women or women and men?
Mainly women.
Right. And it would be white and black women?
Yeah.
Or was it predominantly white or predominantly black?
Neither, just mixed.
Mixed, huh?
Yeah. All right, I got a picture back here. I forget what year it was. I was running the kitchen.
This is 55 then.
Right.
With Jerry Jones in the 557. Right. Did she perform in the 557?
Right.
Was it a small bar? Was it as big as Bingo's?
Bigger.
Bigger than Bingo's.
Bigger. Yeah, that was bigger because they had the bar was in the front and then they had this big room back here where all these tables were.
Who attended bar there? Was the owner or was it a gay person?
It was the owner and a gay guy. No, the owner and a gay girl. The owner and a gay girl.
And was it a black owned bar or white? No, it was white owned. But it was on Cherry Street, right?
Cherry and Hickory. Right. That's the girl they call my Dago brother. She She got hurt in a gay bar. What's the name of this bar over here? Man, it's on Connecticut.
The Senate?
Yeah. There's some straight guys that came from the Pine Grill where I took that first picture you seen. This black girl brought them over to the bar, and they started a ruckus because they wanted to dance with the girls. And the girls wouldn't dance with them. And her and my girlfriend Liz, the one I was living with, Liz was pregnant. They broke in the bathroom, stomped Liz, threw a beer bottle, and knocked her eye out. And right after that, I heard Pat told me not too long ago, she comes here every Sunday and she's been looking for me. I've been trying to catch up with her, but I can't. After that, she got real, you know, withdrawn and everything. She didn't want to be, because she had this long scar on her face and her eye was knocked out and that. And she didn't want to, you know, she broke up with her girlfriend. She didn't want to be bothered with nobody or nothing, you know. It was real, real sad, you know. And the girl that wound up doing that got killed, you know, a few years ago, brutally.
Right, you know. Right.
They found Laura Collins, they found her in the project, her and a white girl. And somebody had drew all these designs and stuff on her stomach, and they tortured her, you know, killed her. That was 62. That's when me and her were living in Brooklyn, left Buffalo. This is her sister. And that's the girl that lived upstairs. My mother came to visit us in Brooklyn. And this right here is an older gay couple, married there. He's gay, she's gay, but her husband and wife, those are friends of my mother that live over in the city of New York. They lived in Harlem and they came over to Brooklyn with my mother to visit. And this is husband and wife. That was my only sister. And this is his brother. So I've had a mixture going on my life.
You right, know, you sure have.
It's these are some gay kids from look at that. That's a guy in Rochester. And that's a girl. Don't it look like Big Joanne?
Yep.
On Whitney? Uh-huh. It's not. Her name's Tony. This kid here has got a twin brother that lives here in Buffalo. The identical twin. But he's gay and the other one isn't.
These are some nice pictures. This is a beautiful picture of Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You'll be on the tape.
But Pat, what do you think I didn't ask you about for life in the 50s?
Well, basically, I think you covered it all.
You think I covered it all?
Yeah, more or less.
What were your favorite bars in the 50s?
Well, after a while, I couldn't get in bingos, and I couldn't go to the Mardi Gras.
Why?
I used to go to, not because my mother went there, right?
Okay.
And after I found out I was underage, I couldn't go there, so I started hanging in the Chesterfield. And then, wait a minute, there was another bar I used to go to. The Kitty Cat. But it wasn't gay.
It wasn't, you know, right.
It wasn't gay, but I'd hang out in there. And the club. Anywhere my mother didn't go, that's where I could go. You know? And my mother didn't go to the Chesterfield, and she didn't go to the Club Coco and all them places like that, you know. So then I could go to that. And then they had another one too, the 217 on Cherry.
Oh, right. So there's the
5 gay now.
The 217?
Yeah, it opened again.
Huh.
But I haven't been in there. It just opened, I guess, about maybe 5-6 months ago.
And the 217, was it going in the mid-50s or was it later?
I think it was later. You know, it's like that was like the 557. It was like during, because the guy that owned it was white. And he was an ex-cop, Mr. Miller. And during the day, it was like guys from the plant going in there and stuff, you know. Or cops and stuff would be in there doing it. But at night, it was gay.
Men and women or predominantly women?
Mostly women.
Mostly women. And then it was mixed black and white?
Right.
Huh. Yeah. So on a Saturday night, would you start at the 557 and 217 and then go on elsewhere? Or would you finish up there? Or?
Nah. Sometimes I'd go, you know, to after-hour joints. It would really depend on who I was out with, you know. a lot of times we go to the after hour joint, whichever one. You know, a lot of us went to the 416, not 469 on Broadway, more or less than any of the other ones. Because I couldn't go in Cherry Red's at first because I had a stepfather that worked in there. You know.
And he knew you.
Yeah. And the owner knew my mother. Cherry Red knew my mother, so I couldn't go in there too much either. If I was with her, I could go in there. But by myself, I couldn't. Yeah.
Well, do you remember how long the 557 and the 217 was open?
Breathe it out. Not really. Because with me leaving and coming back, you know, I more or less lost track of it. But I believe the 557 closed up in the late 50s. Because I know when I came back from Detroit, it wasn't open.
It wasn't, huh? Was it open in 53, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see how big she getting?
It's okay. And the 217, was it open in 53?
Nah.
No.
Later, yeah.
Later, huh? Were they popular spots? As popular as Bingo Do?
Yeah,
they were, huh?
Yeah. I suppose just straighten this book out, right? Yeah, there's some more pieces of my... This is what I wanted to show you. Now, to me, this is how the crowd mixed. This was in 59. I was 19. I was running a restaurant on Seneca Street. I was working... There was a bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I ran the kitchen. And Jerry Jones had a anniversary party at the bar.
For the girl she was going with?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And these... For all the gay kids that came, that's Betty, and I can't even remember all of his name. I think that's R sitting right there. You know R?
Mm-mm.
She lives over here in the Lakeland Projects now. But, I mean, that's more or less how they mixed. You see, that is three black faces. That's me, my mother, and little Joe. And the rest of the people in there are white.
Huh. Yep, it's a good example of how people... Nine beers for nine queers.
Yeah, I had to throw that in there.
Great, and this was at the restaurant you were managing, huh?
Right. That's another picture of Anne.
Isn't that a beautiful picture? That's in 56,
right? This is one of the guys I was going with when I was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned out to be gay, right? I thought it was really funny.
Pat, you know, one thing that we're doing for the book is we got people. Some people are afraid that we'd like to have some pictures in, but people are afraid to have their pictures in, not so much for themselves, but for their friends. And so what we've done is we've gotten an artist. She's a local artist, and we gave her a copy of a picture, and we asked her to do it. Drawing from the picture and change people's faces. So she just did one and it came out great. And so I might come back to you if you could think about if there's a we're going to wait and see what we'll probably have maybe 12 or 13 pictures. And if you think of one that would be nice, and then you'll take a look at the kind of work that she does. And I thought it was much better than I hoped it would come out, because I thought, well, if you copy a photograph and you change the faces, it might not be so good.
Yeah.
But it came out great. So maybe I'll get back to you and show you what the ones we have. We've only done one so far. And then maybe you could see one that you think really typifies the 50s. Like that one might be a good, or the people around the table or
right.
something.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Or maybe the one of Jerry Jones
right.
would be a good one. Or one of those beautiful ones of Anne.
Yeah. Okay, well, you let me know, you know, cause
okay.
no problem. Stick Liz in there, too.
Right, that's a later picture.
Yeah, this is in the 70s.
Right. What do you think, Pat, of gay relationships? How long do they usually last? What's your experience been?
Oh, wow. I mean, to me, they come and they go. You know, they But I mean, with me, I've been with like this girl right here. We messed around with each other off and on for over 20 years.
Right. Well, I remember one time you came into Betsy's with Liz, and I was like, "Oh, that's a heartthrob of cats."
Yeah. And then, like, the girl that died, we lived together for 9 years, you know. I've had some short relationships, you know. Some other lady I was messing around with, I just seen her picture. I messed around with her for, oh, God, let's see, about 12 years, you know. But sometimes you just, you know, you get into a whirlwind thing, you know, and then you find out later, you know, it's not meant to be, and then you got to let it go, you know. But I seen, gay people, you know, it's really odd to see a long-lasting relationship, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, to death do us part.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, I don't know, you don't find too many of those, you know.
Would you like to have them that long, or do you like them that they can end?
No, I got one now. I think I want this one to last, you know. I don't want to, you know, get into it and then, you know, have to do a whole switch around and try to find somebody else to get off into that, you know. I think when you're younger, it might be tend to be a whirlwind thing, you know, off this day and on the next day, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But I think when you get older, it's just like with any other relationship, you know, with a heterosexual relationship, you know. You find yourself, you know, you figure, oh, it's time to really settle down, you know, and get mm-hmm. off into this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
How old were you when you had your first long relationship?
I'd say about 19. Yeah.
19.
No. Wait, I'm trying to think. Yeah, 19. Because no, it was eight. I was 18, and we were together. I think for about 5 years. We got along perfect till we left here. That girl should be in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And we left here and went to Brooklyn. And she got around people she knew, and I was there, and I didn't know nobody. And, you know, we just drifted apart, you know, and I wanted to come back to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So that was real the first one.
Huh? Up until that, you were just playing around.
Yeah.
Huh. What was it like having a lesbian mother?
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Huh? Yeah, it was all right, you know, because before I even realized my mother was gay, I was growing up with this girl that was much older than me, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got tired of, like, hiding it, you know, like, I want to stay out later, or maybe I wanted to come over for dinner or something like that. And one day when I was on my way to school, I wrote my mother a note, and I set it on the nightstand by her bed, telling her, you know. And when I came home from school, I charged right upstairs, you know, I said, oh, she's going to kill me, you know. On the way to school, I'm thinking, maybe I should get off the bus and go back home and steal the note, you know,
uh-huh.
before she reads it. But I went on to school, she read it, I came home, I flew upstairs, and she kept calling me, coming downstairs, I'm doing my homework. And finally, when I went downstairs, she was standing at the table, peeling potatoes or something, you know, she had her back to me, right? And she said, what's this note you left me? And I didn't say nothing, right? And to myself, you know, and any minute she's gonna turn around, slap me in the mouth, you know. And then she turns around, she said, well, who is it? And I told her, I said, Dorothy. And she said, well, bring her over for dinner sometime. I almost fainted. I almost fainted, I swear to God. And
how old were you?
That was before I left home, so I had just turned about 13 years old then. I had just turned 13. And ever since then, you know, like now, you know, my mother's not in the gay life now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She don't never speak to me about it.
She doesn't.
She don't say nothing, you know. If she thinks if I stay out too much, or, you know, but I mean, she don't say nothing to me concerning my life, you know, being mm-hmm. gay. You know, we don't even discuss that.
But did she have her gay friends around the house?
Yeah.
But you didn't realize that she
Well, at the time, you know, I didn't I didn't think nothing of it. You know, these were just white girls coming here from Canada wearing pants. You know? Mm-hmm. And I didn't think nothing about it, you know. The only time it really entered my mind that it happened was, answer it. One night I was sleeping, and I had twin beds in my room. Mm-hmm. And two of the girls came up in my room. They had been drinking. One got this arm, one got that arm. Oh, well, I'll forget to turn that off.